Manipulatives are a great way of helping kids understand conceptually. The use of manipulatives really helps students see that conceptually, and it clicks a little more with them. Some of the things, though, that we need to remember when we're using manipulatives is that it is important to give students a little bit of free time when you're using a new manipulative so that they can just explore with them. We need to have specific rules for how to use manipulatives, that they aren't toys, that they really are learning materials, and how students pick them up, how they put them away, the right time to use them, and making sure that they're not distractors while we're actually doing the presentation part of the lesson. One of the important things is that we don't want students to memorize the algorithm or the procedures while they're using the manipulatives. It really is just to help them understand conceptually. That doesn't mean that kids are automatically going to understand conceptually or be able to make that bridge between using the concrete manipulatives into then being able to solve the problems. For some kids, it is difficult to use the manipulatives. That's not how they learn, and so we don't want to force kids to have to use manipulatives if it's not something that is helpful for them. So we have to remember that manipulatives are one way to think about teaching math. I think part of the reason that some teachers don't use them is because it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of organization, and they also feel that students get too reliant on using manipulatives. One way to think about using manipulatives is that you do it a couple of lessons when you're teaching a new concept and then take those away so that students are able to do just the computation part of it. It is true that we can't walk around life with manipulatives in our hands. I think one of the other reasons that a lot of schools or teachers don't use manipulatives is because they're very expensive. And so it's very helpful if all of the teachers in the school can pool resources and have a manipulative room where teachers can go check out manipulatives so that it's not so expensive. Teachers have to know how to use them, and that takes a lot of practice.